Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. Gregory the Great, Pope and Doctor of the Church. And from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled, Hear the Voice of Holiness.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbath. They were astounded at his teaching because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Let us alone! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." When the demon had thrown him down before them, he came out of him without having done him any harm. They were all amazed and kept saying to one another, "What kind of utterance is this? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits, and out they come." There's a voice in my head that's been nattering around in there for a long time, years actually. And you might have something similar going on in your own head as well. This voice speaks words of condemnation. It says stuff like, "You're a bad person." Or words of accusation. It says stuff like, "Everyone sees what a fraud you are." And words of fear when it says things like, "You know what? What's coming is even worse." And this voice, it aims at your very identity. It is not just speaking about you, but it also feels like it is you. "Watch out," it says. "Protect yourself. Lash out." Wow, talk about an unclean spirit, or as the NRSV translates it in our gospel reading today, an unclean demon. But the joy of today's gospel is that there's another voice, an entirely different set of words. This voice says to that unclean demon, "Be silent. Come out." Now, the voice in your head might protest, "Oh, whatever," it might snap, "you can't control me." But that voice isn't just angry. It's also secretly afraid, because this different voice is a holy voice. With its entirely different words, Jesus' words rebuke the voice of anger and fear. His words ring aloud with authority and power, and these words bring healing. Friends, our human heritage can draw us toward anger, judgment, fear, and a thousand other icky things, but we don't have to stay there. Jesus' words of authority and power create a pause, a quiet, a healing. Then we can stand up unharmed and unafraid, changed. Hear those words now, directed to that nattering or angry or fearful voice. Be silent. Come out of her. Come out of him. Holy words on the Sabbath day in the synagogue to the man possessed. And on a Tuesday, in your workplace or classroom or kitchen or car, to you.